Okay, we're up to halacha resh chof aleph. On page kuf tzadivav. Uva goyim lo yischashav. This is pasuk in Bilam, in Parshas Balak, when Bilam said in the name of Hashem that they are a nation that is not counted amongst the goyim. They're not part of the goyim, they're separate. What does this mean? Kol ro'ehem yakirum kihem zera berach Hashem. Beautiful pasuk, which has been fulfilled in our generation at the Sima Shas. Okay, there have been so many articles, so many stories of the non-Jews who have said the most amazing things, witnessing the Kiddush Hashem of how Klal Yisrael conducted themselves. They conduct themselves at the Sima Shas. They said a nation like this is just not unique. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, kol royim, all of the non-Jews, yakirum, they recognize Klal Yisrael to be a nation, kihem, they are zera, seed, berach Hashem, that has been blessed by Hashem. Ketzat, shlo yoyim Yisrael imboim cheilois aleihem, sheimakum, that if armies are coming upon them, let's say we have a situation where an army is coming to attack, Shehim Akum, Vishlo Yasu al Bigdehem Simon Meavoy de Zara, Vishlo Yasu Atsam Kiluhem Kimodim. When they're under attack, other nations, when under attack, they try to disguise themselves by getting dressed in the same clothing as their attackers. They will they put on a clothing which has a Vod Zara. They make believe they're priests. We discussed some of these ideas last week. They do not put upon their homes crosses and different things to indicate that they are non-Jews in order that the goyim should leave them alone. They do not shave off the upper portion of their heads. Gave a couple of examples where Jews who have an opportunity to disguise themselves by getting dressed in clothing that has idols on it, or by putting symbols of Avodah Zarah on their home, or by shaving their heads in the same way the goyim shave. And if they were to do this, they would be able to easily blend into everyone else and they would be able to escape. The Jewish people do refuse to do this. They maintain their Jewishness. They're not embarrassed. And if the goyim are traveling and meet the Jews, and the goyim go to their church, lo yelchu imohem hayehudim sheyu suvudim sheim nochrim. The Jews can escape. Let's say they're traveling together on the plane, and now it's time to pray, and the goyim begin to worship Avodah Zarah. If the Jews want, they can easily disguise themselves by participating in their worship. They refuse to do so. Shenemar, im shachachnu sheim elokeinu, if we will forget the name of our God, Hashem, v'nifros kapenu le'elzar, and in exchange of Hashem, we will extend our hands to worship an avodah zarah. Haloi elokim yachakor zos, Hashem will investigate this avera, and we will pay the price. Uchsev ayevo yehu v'hoi nado ben rechav beis haboal, v'yoymer le'ovdei haboal, chapsu uru'u pen yesh po imochem e'avdei Hashem, Kiim Oivde Habal Levadam. Yehu and Yehoinadav were once running away from the battlefield and they were afraid for their lives and they came into a church and they disguised themselves as Goyim. Ki Hoy Yureim Pen Yehu Me'avde Hashem Yimohem Miras HaMelech. So they have a similar story where they were not able to be Oimid in the Nisayon, they disguised themselves as Goyim. And they went into the church, and they made believe they were worshiping the Avodah Zarah in order that they should not be killed. However, Yehu was a Navi, and Yehoinadav was his assistant, and they were running away, and the Melech Yisrael at that time was an Oved Habal Avodah Zarah, and Yehu and Yehoinadav, they fled. They went to the base Rechav, base Haboal, a place of Avodah Zarah. Look at the sign on the left side. Nusach Acher, They wanted to save the servants of Hashem. Ki hayu yireim pen yiyeh me'avdei Hashem imohem yiras ha-melech. Ki yeyu osa be'akva le'emar. He made a trick saying, la'abeid oivdei ha-baal. Va'yorei shema yisbu ovadya. Sherotze sheyiyu oivdim le'baal. The imkain ki sheyifka oivdei Hashem. Ve'oivdei ha-baal le'elich le'beis ha-baal. Le'elich le'avdei Hashem im'avdei ha-baal. Okay, I don't know exactly the story over there. I don't know the story, but somehow, generally speaking, Klal Yisrael, it's not a good idea to take advantage of becoming a goy. There are a lot of halachas in this area. What exactly are you allowed to do? Generally, we learned last week the halachas are that as long as the goy makes a mistake on its own, you have done nothing wrong. A person is allowed to get dressed up in the same clothing as a non-Jew as long as he's not actually doing anything avodah zarah. If the guy makes a mistake and thinks that this person is not a Jew, that's fine. That's the guy's mistake. But it's forbidden for a Jew to actually worship an avodah zarah. Going that far is aser. Reish Chav Beis, Yesh Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem V'Yesh Tzadikim She'inam Nerag Al Kiddush Hashem. There are times when a person dies Al Kiddush Hashem, and there are Tzadikim that do not die Al Kiddush Hashem. Ela Meisim Bidei Shemayim Al Mitoisam. They die naturally. V'ilu Hoya B'Shas HaGzeira Hoyu Neragim V'Loma Yafsidu. If these people, Hashem knows that if they would be put to the test, they would have died Al Kiddush Hashem. So how come they did not happen? V'Loma Yafsidu. Hashem does not allow them to die al kiddush Hashem. Hashem wants them to survive in order they should live and they should have children. Okay, this is, let's go further. Oyle midas adin l'toyin k'neged harashayim im hayim mivin lidei machshava v'nisayon. The wicked, if they would bring them lidei machshava v'nisayon shlo hayu chaylum lamayit ulekabel pur anduyos k'neged hanisayon shayuchlu lamayit. That's not true. The midas adin wants to say is that if they would have been tested, they would not have survived. But we chaylum loymar hatzadikim sheyeshlam sachar golav yedulcha im hayinu boim lidei nisayin hayinu yichaylum lamod v'lo hayu yichaytip. Okay, so in summary, what he's saying over here is that let's study the Holocaust as an example. Again, the trouble, say the wrong thing. But in the Holocaust, 6 million people died al kiddush Hashem, but there were survivors. Everyone here today is a survivor. Everyone here in this room comes from a survivor. My neighbor always would tell me, he died a long time ago, this person, is that don't think the people that are living in America were any less of a survivor than the people that lived in Europe, in Poland. They were also because Hitler wanted to come to America and to wipe out every single Jew in the entire world.
That's what Katz told the chief rabbi of Israel when he came. Most of his father, show him the world map.
He wanted, that was his plan, clear as day. It was just a matter of time until he would cross the Atlantic and come to America. And of course, it goes without saying, Eretz Yisrael. But there were a lot more Jews in America than Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to wipe out every Jew in the entire world. It's just that, but so anyone that survived the war living in America is also a survivor based upon what he wanted to do. And who knows, some people, some of the research seems to indicate that al derech hateva, he almost would have succeeded. The only certain foolish mistakes he made, Hitler was only stopped based upon some of the articles that I've read, is because he did himself in. He made some very, very foolish mistakes out of revenge instead of being a better strategist, and weather. If not for the weather, and not for himself being his own worst enemy, al derech hateva, he could have conquered the entire world. Okay, that's a bold statement to say, but there have been some...
battle of El Alamein would have been won if he had sent the resources, taken away resources from Russia to the Middle East.
Hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is 2020. There were certain key battles. Rameir once showed me articles about this, showed me certain things. There was one very foolish thing that he did that totally changed. Because someone insulted him, right? And because someone insulted him, so he wanted to take revenge. And he diverted a whole army to take revenge. It was a stupid thing
he
to do.
Serbia and Croatia.
And because he did that,
for 3 months that delayed him to start.
Had he not delayed, experts who are familiar with all of these inyanim claim that al derech hateva, he would have succeeded. And weather also was a factor. Weather last year, there was a very brutal winter that also held him back. It had to been an average winter, one of the years of the war, he would have prevailed. And who knows what this world would look like today? He could have been across the Atlantic. He could have went to war.
The Suez Canal and Palestine.
He could have went to war against the United States. They had technology. They were developing technology that was way, way more advanced than anything that the United States had. We know that as a fact today. In hindsight, they discovered technology. He could have used that technology against the United States, and he could have. Who knows what he could have done? And if he could have succeeded in the United States, he would have went and wiped out every single Jew in the entire world. So every Jew that survived is called a survivor. So here is a question. Why did some people survive and why did some people die? So he writes over here in very strange things that the Midas HaDin says about the people who died naturally, who survived. You're not a tzaddik. You don't deserve reward in such great reward in the next world, because had you been tested, you would not have died al kiddush Hashem. In other words, the people who died al kiddush Hashem, they died with very great dignity. They died saying Shema Yisrael, Ani Mamin, whatever all that means. People who did not die, Al Kiddush Hashem, people who survived, you know why you survived? Because Hashem knew that had you been tested the way those other people had been tested, you would not have died such a dignified death, Al Kiddush Hashem. So he writes here the Sefer Chasidim, that's Sheker. Anyone that says that and wants to categorize everyone into two parts, those who survived, those who did not survive. Those that did not survive were tzaddikim. Those who survived are not tzaddikim, because Hashem did not let them be tested. It's sheker v'chazav, that's not true. Had they been tested, they would have done the same thing. The reason why they survived, we do not know Hashem's reason. Hashem wanted them to have children in order to rebuild Klal Yisrael anew in this world. Let's read this whole paragraph one more time. Yesh Reish Rabbeis, Yesh Shenerag Al Kiddush Hashem. There are people that were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. Period. V'yesh Tzadikim She'enam Neherogim Al Kiddush Hashem. Survivors. Ella Mason Bidei Shemayim Al Mitoyisam. They died a natural death. They escaped. Came to America, went to Eretz Yisrael, survived. V'ilu Hoya B'Shas Hagzera. Now, along comes the Sefer Chasidim, and he's making a statement. I'm telling you a fact. If these people would have been present, would not have been able to escape, they would have died Al Kiddush Hashem, saying Shema Yisrael, showing Emunah, just like their brethren who died in that fashion. The Ilu Hoyu B'Shas HaGzeira, Hoyu Neherogin, they would have died the same noble death, no less. The Lama Yafsidu. So the question now is a very bizarre question he's asking. So why did Hashem allow them to survive? If you want to look at this from a religious perspective, who is better off? It's a very bizarre thing to say. Those that did not survive. Because those that did not survive, they died Al Kiddush Hashem. Can you imagine the reward their neshamos are receiving in the next world? The people who survived and died a natural death are not receiving the reward of Kiddush Hashem. Here you have a situation where everyone could have died Al Kiddush Hashem, and some survived, some did not. It was a hashkacha, who was able to survive, who was able not to survive. So it seems that the people that did survive and were denied the ability to die Al Kiddush Hashem are going to receive less reward in Olam Haba. So he says that's a foolish thing to say, because the people that did survive, they are really the same. The ilu hoyu b'shas ha'gzeira hoyu neherogim. They would have given up their lives with the same degree of emunah like their brethren. V'lomo yafsidu. Why did Hashem deny them this ability? Isn't this really strange stuff here? Why did Hashem deny them this ability? Ella, the answer is shepoichas sin lahem in hasachar toivas hana. Hashem denied them from their reward this benefit. This benefit of dying al kiddush Hashem, their neshamas, shelo yovoli deikach, that they should not have this reward. And indeed, they're not going to get this reward in the next world. Kidei, they should get something else, so that they should raise children and they should receive a different type of reward, being the parents, the grandparents, the ancestors of those that will rebuild this world. To live al kiddush Hashem, kidei sheyichyu v'yolidu banim. Period. Yeah.
Right. Or die.
You don't have a choice. Exactly. You don't have a choice. It's a natural instinct not to die, to run away. So, in the big picture of things, when we look at it from the perspective of Olam Haba, who is gaining greater Olam Haba? We would assume those that died al kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Huda, the Sefer Hasidim says, don't look at it like that. It's true. Those neshamos who survived are not getting that special reward of Kiddush Hashem, but they're getting another reward. They're getting a reward of being the parents and grandparents of the people that are going to live al Kiddush Hashem. They survived to rebuild Torah for the future. That's a different topic of discussion. That's a different topic. We're just focusing, laser focusing on one small prat. Are the survivors to be jealous of the Kedoshim? The answer is no. They got their reward, and you get your reward. You have a different mission. Your mission is to rebuild. The Kedoshim are not getting the reward of rebuilding. You are getting that reward. Each person is given a mission, and the reward you get for your mission is unique to you. Don't look at a reward is measured from 1 to 100. So if he's getting a reward of 100, I'm only getting a reward of 50. So I lost out in this world. It's a chaval. I should have died. Al kiddush Hashem. I would have gotten the full reward. That's such a naive and foolish way of looking at a person's role in this world. The reward a person gets from living with the fact, the guilt complex that you said, and still going forward and rebuilding Torah and living al kiddush Hashem is unique. And the Kedoshim don't have that. They have theirs, and you have yours. Okay?
What's the purpose of him writing this?
We don't appreciate...
I mean, what are we supposed to get out of this?
We don't appreciate it, because obviously, he was speaking during very difficult times. He was speaking at the beginning of the First Crusade. When did Rabbi Yehuda Chassid live? He lived approximately at the time of the First Crusade. And at that time, they were Christians that were walking around killing Jews, forcing them to convert to Christianity. He lived in the height of Christianity. Okay, Christianity today is dead. Okay, they were killing for saying that. But the fact is, today Christianity, it's dead.
That's weird.
Ooh.
South America is not dead.
There's no... I did an Avera and I saw a clip of a Chatzos Laila in the Vatican, of the Pope walking into the Vatican. Okay? The Pope, December 25th, Chatzos Laila, So I saw a video clip of the Pope coming in, the Pope coming into the church. Okay, this is the Spitz, right? This is the Spitz of Christianity. The Pope coming in December 25th. It's like Yom Kippur, right? Coming in the Ilah, coming in to the right. And I was watching this clip. You can probably go on YouTube. It's a joke. There's no dignity. People are screaming at him. There are people that don't like him. So they come there and they hide out in the church. When he comes in, they insult him. Yeah. And they talk. And he doesn't look so enamored by the service. Like the average shul by Kol Nidre, the intensity of Kedusha is infinitely greater than the seriousness of the Pope coming into the church Chatzos Laila, December 25th. So you're not going to tell me that Christianity is dead today? It means nothing to them today. But go back almost 1,000 years. It was alive. They believed it. They were believers. They were such believers, they saw a Jew, they would kill him. They would kill a Jew. We read about the Inquisition, what went under in the Inquisition. And Mary gave me this book called Incredible by Rabbi Wallace. Just not to be believed what went on during the Inquisition, what they went through, the disputations, and the whole Inquisition and the expulsions, all that Christianity, it's not to be believed. The intensity of what was going on. So people who died, Al Kiddush Hashem, we don't appreciate this. When someone died, Al Kiddush Hashem, was tortured to death, tortured to a degree that we can't even fathom, and they died, people looked at them in awe. You cannot enter into the mechitzos of these people in Olam Haba. Chazal say this. In Olam Haba, the reward of the Kedoshim is so beyond, we can't even enter into that world. So people say to themselves, I could have been that person. It's just a question of where you are, you know, this hashgacha. Is b'hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected certain people, and they died al Kiddush Hashem, and they were given they're given reward that's beyond our understanding. It must be the reason why Hashem selected him and did not select me is because I wouldn't last a day. I wouldn't last one moment, and that's why Hashem knew to spare me from this. He writes here something very shocking. Don't say that. If you would have been in their shoes, guess what? You would have done the same thing. Really? Who could say that about this? It's an incredible chizuk. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is building up people to a degree that's unimaginable. You see these people who died al Kiddush Hashem, who were burnt at the stake, tortured, guess what? If you would have been there, you would have done the same thing. So how come Hashem then denied my neshama that eternal reward I'll never get? He didn't deny it to you, from you. He gave you a different mission. And the reward that you're going to receive, the nisyonos that you struggle through, that fellow who died al Kiddush Hashem is not getting. Don't look that, oh, he's better than me. Different. He had his mission, and you have your mission. The nisyonos that you struggle with, that fellow never dealt with those issues. And the reward that you will receive will be unique to your neshama. So don't compare. It's a very profound lesson.
You can say also, they died on Kiddush Hashem. You can
live. But it's more than living. Living brings with it its own set of nisyonos. And when a person passes those nisyonos, there is a unique reward that the fellow who died on Kiddush Hashem is jealous of you. Just like we live in a world where we're Makana, we're not Makana then. No one wants to die. No one wants to be left in the matzah where there's nothing left from them. But that's in this world. You have to remove yourself from this world and look at the Olam HaNeshamas. We don't even know what these terms mean. In the Olam HaNeshamas, we appreciate that Neshama that died Al Kiddush Hashem, who went to the gas chambers and said, before he died, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We can't stand in their mechitzos. Who could stand in their mechitzos? To be able to suffer like that, to be humiliated, to see his whole family, his whole life, such chorban, and yet to die with the shame Hashem on your mouth? It's unfathomable where these people are in the Olam HaEmes. So, what do we do in life? What do? We just run around the whole day, and what do? We just run around and go from one restaurant to the next. And one, this and that, what's our life all about? He's saying here, don't say that. That's a terrible mistake. The nisyonos you have in your life are just as great as the nisyonos that those people had in the gas chambers. They had a nisyon, and in reward for what they did, they will receive unimaginable reward. But what the nisoyon that you have every single day in your life, the multiple nisoyonis that you deal with on your level, are just as great on your level. And the reward that you will receive for passing those tests is unimaginable from the perspective of the person who died in a gas chamber. Don't compare one to the other. That's what he's saying over here. He's saying, V'ilu hoyu b'shas agzeru hoyu neragim. So why then did Hashem deny you that reward? You know why? Because Hashem has in store for you a different, unique reward. Hashem denied you reward of benefit. We'll put those words together. It's a trade-off. You're not going to get the reward of dying al kiddush Hashem. Kidei, so that sheyichyu, you should live al kiddush Hashem v'yolidu banim, and you'll deal with your issues. V'oisam haneherogim oitvim aleihem sochar kineged chayecha oilam hazeh sheloi kiblu. You will be getting reward for every single day that you live in this world as a religious Orthodox Jew and do what you're supposed to do. Those neshamos cannot get that reward because they died prematurely. So Hashem will compensate them and give them a different reward. V'oila. Now then he goes on to say, but you're not going to like this. You're going to go and you're going to side with the Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin is coming to knock you down and lower you. V'oila Midas Hadin litain k'neged harashayim. The Midas Hadin rises and claims opposite the wicked people. Now he says the words over here, the Rishoyim, I don't think it means the Rishoyim, I think it's of our context, it means the regular person who did not, that the reason why we, Hashem, did not give us that opportunity is because Hashem knows that we would not survive. So he writes here in parentheses, that's not true. You would survive. V'yecholim loymar hatzadikim sheyesh lachem sochar goluy v'yadu olach l'cha im hayinu bom lidei nisoyon hayinu yecholim lamod v'lo hayinu chaydim. It's very cryptic what it says over here, but it appears to me that's what it means to say. Next paragraph. Har b'yehudim ne'anarigu b'shas agzera. They were willing to die, but they were saved. In a dream, one victim, one person who died, Shema Rabbi Shabsai. Omar, Rabbi Shabsai, he harug kol oisam shegamu belibam leharig al kiddush Hashem, chelkam imanu began Eden. He tells us about a dream that in this dream, one of the neshamas who actually did die. He said all of those people that were willing to die, even if they did not die, received the same reward. Okay, one more line over here. Rasha echad chaya kavar bin ha-harugim, baba chalayim l'adam chashuv chai, sheyotsu mi b'neyem shekash shalohem b'yayis. A very bizarre thing. There was a Rasha that was buried in a cemetery of tzaddikim. And he came in a dream.
Martyrs.
And he came in a dream to someone and says, get me out of here. You see, it's not so good to be buried next to a very holy person. Get the rush out of there.
Yeah.
The dream said, get me out of here because I don't deserve to be buried with all of these tzaddikim, and I'm not in, and it's I'm afraid to be here. I know someone said I heard over this conversation about it's a very big Talmud Chacham, and he said that he does not want to be buried near his father. He has a family plot to be buried right next to his father, and he says, I'm afraid to be buried next to my father. My father was a very holy person. He was the real deal. I'm not the real deal. I'm just your average Joe. And I don't want to be buried next to my father. I'm really afraid to be in his company in the next world.
Breslov was making a big mistake. The reason Rav Nachman Breslov requested in his life that he be buried where he was buried in Uman,
because that's where a lot of people die, like Hashem.
Cemetery for
Kiddush Hashem.
So when they come to visit him, they're actually
coming to visit all of the neshamas. Okay, these are all very mystical things, but there is such a principle that people they spend a lot of money to be buried next to a tzaddik. It's not necessarily a good thing to do that. If a person is not on the level of that tzaddik, you're gonna feel uncomfortable. The radiance of the tzaddik will burn the neshama that's not eligible to be in that mechitza. It's good to be in a good neighborhood where there are tzaddikim, but don't get too close. Okay, it's not necessarily ideal to be too close to a tzaddik. Okay, we'll stop over here, take a very short break, and then we're going to do a sugya of tinoikoi shel beis rabban.
No, last night, on that night, the driver went opposite direction.
Oh, what happened? He took you the wrong place?
Yeah,
McDonald's
on that side.
Oh, no. So what happened? Oh, no.
I walked off.
I'm sorry. I'm showing your address.
I told him, I gave him again.
I'm sorry. So you had to walk? At the end you had to walk?
No, I went further. But Marcos, I didn't know how to walk.
It's not so far.
I told you that you born in the place is Gaza Station. No, in Gaza Station. Yeah, there is Gaza Station. It should be there. And we walked the wrong way.
I'm sorry. I should have done it better.
During Kristallnacht, were a lot of the shuls that were burnt conservative and reformed and not orthodox?
I don't know.
I don't know how reliable they were.
Probably they were. I would imagine they were. They didn't differentiate.
But it seemed to say, this person said that most of them, or almost all of them, were...
Orthodox?
No, non-Orthodox.
Non-Orthodox? I don't know.
Did you see the Rabbi Miller share from this week? She talks about that during prior to the war, most of the people were not from already.
Okay, so that's nothing new. So,
so in effect, a lot of people went off to Darrelson, and there was a lot of intermarriage.
I think the Miller?
Yeah.
Oh, that's old story.
That's old.